98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Bicyclist killed in Midtown, Wichita. We have the story.
Three police officers shot and killed in Pennsylvania. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Wichita woman pleads guilty in courtroom brawl. I'm Dan O'Neill.
A bicyclist has died after being struck by a hit-and-run vehicle in Midtown, Wichita, Wednesday night. The crash occurred just after 9 p.m. at Broadway and Murdoch, and the pedestrian was pronounced dead at the scene.
The FBI is investigating an incident that led to three Pennsylvania officers being shot and killed yesterday. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
They were reportedly following up on a domestic-related investigation in the area of North Cordis Township when shots rang out. Two other officers were injured and said to be in critical but stable condition. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro condemning yet another tragedy resulting from violence. The alleged shooter, who has not been publicly identified, was also killed by police during that incident. And according to the Associated Press, it was one of the deadliest days for Pennsylvania police this century.
Three officers in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, were ambushed and killed. That was in 2009.
A woman charged after a fight that broke out in a Sedgwick County courtroom has pleaded guilty to charges of disorderly conduct.
48-year-old Jeanette Dees was sentenced to 30 days probation plus 5 days in jail. The fight began during the sentencing of 19-year-old Tabreas Robinson, who was convicted in the 2022 shooting death of 14-year-old Trenjavius Hutton at County Square. Five others were also charged with disorderly conduct. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
State school superintendent in Oklahoma will not be criminally charged for watching a movie with nudity in his office.
Two Board of Education members say they saw images of naked women on a TV in the office of Ryan Walters during an executive session in July. Walters has denied any wrongdoing, and the district attorney announced Wednesday there was insufficient evidence to support criminal charges. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office says investigators determined Walters was watching the 1985 Jackie Chan film The Protector on a movie channel. It includes a scene in which two naked women enter a warehouse to package drugs. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The first day of President Trump's second visit to the U.K., finished off with a sprawling dinner in his honor. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has the story.
The president was seated between King Charles III and Catherine, Princess of Wales, at a state banquet that served 160 guests at a table 51 yards long. King Charles commended President Trump's personal commitment to end conflicts around the world and highlighted the special bond between the two nations. The whirlwind day began with the president and first lady touching down in Windsor. Later, the sky above Windsor Castle was draped in red, white, and blue by the Royal Navy's red arrows. President Trump also stopped at St. George's Chapel to privately lay a wreath at the tomb of Queen Elizabeth II. Now, in London, protesters, none too happy with the visit, did take to the streets.
President is expected to meet with the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer later today.
The investigation continues into the man accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Matt Finn from Fox with more.
FBI sources tell Fox it's talking to people on the Discord gaming platform, where the FBI says the alleged assassin may have been communicating with more than 20 people prior to his arrest. I spoke with the sheriff of Washington County, the man who facilitated the surrender of Kirk's alleged killer. The sheriff says his friend, a retired law enforcement officer, called him last Thursday night after learning who the alleged killer is. Then, as police were closing in on the alleged assassin, he wanted to kill himself, but his parents talked him out of it.
And the suspect was also reportedly afraid of being shot by police before he agreed to turn himself in peacefully.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The winds keep coming for Cowley Volleyball. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Jimmy Kimmel Show pulled off the air by ABC. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Emmanuel Macron and his wife, Brigitte, are planning to present photographic and scientific evidence to a U.S. court to prove Mrs. Macron is a woman. Their lawyer says the French president and Mrs. Macron will present the documentation in a defamation suit they have taken against influencer Candace Owens after she promoted her belief that Brigitte Macron was born male. Owens' lawyers have responded with a motion to dismiss the claim.
The host's comments about Charlie Kirk have serious results for a network TV show.
Walt Disney-owned ABC announcing it is pulling Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show Jimmy Kimmel Live from its schedule indefinitely. This after Kimmel said during his Monday monologue, quote, "The MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it." Soon after, Nexstar Media announced it would replace the show with other programming in its more than 30 ABC-affiliated markets. The president of Nexstar's broadcasting division calling the comments offensive and insensitive at a critical time in our national political discourse. Kirk was shot and killed last week while speaking at Utah Valley University. He was 31 years old. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson has been charged with his murder. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Astronauts at the International Space Station are waiting for some critical supplies, but now there's a delay.
A Northrop Grumman space capsule was supposed to be delivering supplies to the International Space Station, but it's run into some engine trouble. The capsule was launched on Sunday, but less than 2 days later, the capsule's main engine shut down prematurely while trying to boost its orbit. It was supposed to dock with the ISS, but that's been put on hold until flight controllers come up with an alternate plan. The capsule's carrying over 11,000 pounds of cargo, including food and science experiments for the seven space station residents, as well as spare parts for the toilet and other systems. John Saucier, Fox News.
The governor of New Jersey signing a measure. It will permit a unique way to lay your loved ones to rest.
Democratic Governor Phil Murphy has signed legislation allowing for the composting of human bodies as an alternative to burial or cremation in New Jersey. The process involves putting a body into a large tank that also contains straw, wood chips, and other natural materials. The human remains and other materials are periodically turned until the body is reduced to a soil-like material that can then be given to the dead person's loved ones. Supporters of the practice say it's an environmentally friendly and less expensive alternative to traditional burials or cremation. Opponents say human composting is disrespectful and goes against traditional religious beliefs. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in Wichita, the traffic volume's getting a little bit lighter out there. Right now, though, we still have some fairly heavy traffic in that road construction, east and westbound now. Kellogg at the Central Business District, eastbound, that just goes back to about McLean Street. Westbound, it goes back to about halfway towards Hillside from I-135 there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Here we go again. More showers and storms only through midday, then mostly cloudy this afternoon, high 75, west wind under 10 miles per hour. Becoming clear, patchy fog overnight, low 60, 81 on Friday and mostly sunny. Could see a few storms on Friday night and again on Saturday. We're in the low 80s as well Saturday afternoon. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now mostly cloudy, calm 65 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here. This is Thursday, September 18th, 2025. And it was on this date 60 years ago, 1965, Get Smart and I Dream of Jeannie debuted on NBC. Both of them, I thought, pretty funny stuff when I was a kid. I Dream of Jeannie was a... Well, this, how'd they do it? The astronaut found this, what, this lamp at a beach someplace?
Found the genie in a bottle on a beach.
Yeah. Rubbed the bottle and out came this very nice looking young genie named Genie. And then the misunderstanding went from there. Now, was it
NASA and the space program?
NASA, yeah. And wasn't his officer, his superior officer not aware she was a genie? Wasn't that it?
Yeah. Only person that knew Genie was Roger's his friend Roger.
Roger. Okay.
Bill Daly played him, but nobody else knew there was a genie involved to do all this stuff. So pretty funny stuff.
Also premiering Get Smart with Don Adams, who we did some research here a while back, found Don Adams, wasn't he somewhat of a war hero?
I think so.
He'd been in combat and whatnot, and he was playing this really bumbling secret agent. Maxwell Smart.
Yeah, we'll have more on this in the
book. We're going to have a report coming up.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a little tribute to Get Smart, huh? Okay. Mm-hmm. That was a time when secret agents were the big thing. Bond had come out, and so they got this series where he spoofing everything.
Yeah, Mel Brooks wanted to spoof this stuff. And
instead of
a
secret briefcase like Bond had, that attaché case that had all the gadgets in it. They gave him a shoe that was a telephone.
Right. which is funny.
It's funny. Yeah. And take the heel off and dial it over. It was strange. All right. Get Smart and I Dream of Jeannie premiering on the same night.
Same night, same network.
On NBC. Yeah. All right. We'd like to keep you posted on what's going on with the lucky people in the world. And we found another one, a North Carolina woman. Celebrating her birthday by playing an online lottery game that earned her the best birthday present ever. A $627,000 prize. Ocean Isle Beach resident Chelsea Carter told North Carolina Education Lottery officials she decided to play the Monopoly Digital Instance game at 2 a.m. on her 40th birthday. 2 o'clock in the morning, her 40th birthday. The decision earned her the big jackpot. Carter visited lottery headquarters, took home just under $450,000. Of course, that's after required federal and state tax withholdings. And let's see. Said she plans to use her winnings to make investments and give her 3 children a financial safety net for the future. Not a bad idea. There you go. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Another lucky person there. Let's see what else we got for you today. It is National Cheeseburger Day. We told you about that. National Air Force Day. And I got our eyes checked yesterday. That's always fun to get your eyes checked. How are your eyes doing? You've been to an optometrist, Lacey?
No, I need to go.
Yeah. Well, I thought mine were deteriorating a little bit, but then, the optometrist took a small rag and wiped them and cleaned my glasses, and then my vision was a whole lot better.
That certainly helps.
Yeah, had some pizza on there, different things. How that goes. All right, okay. 7,016 Steve and Ted shows.
7,016,
that's where we are today.
Moving right along past 7,000.
Thursday, tomorrow we got Friday. We're going to have a great show tomorrow. We'll tell you about that later. But hey, let's go ahead and take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
All right. Don't forget, Minute with Mitch is coming up right after sports.
Yes,
we'll
sir.
60-second preview of the Chiefs game coming up on Sunday at the Giants. All right. Well, speaking of the Chiefs,
yeah.
The Chiefs' last game was against the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl rematch. That was Sunday afternoon.
Right.
Apparently, just about everybody was checking this out. 34 million people watched the Chiefs Eagles game on Sunday.
Wow.
That does not even count the millions that were listening to KNSS and Mitch Holt. So the most watched TV show of any kind since the Super Bowl 7.5 months ago. So biggest TV show in the last 7 months. Most watched TV show, most watched NFL game ever in the months of September or October.
Really?
Yeah. Ever. Most watched week 2 NFL game ever. Most watched Sunday regular season game ever on Fox. 34 million people were watching the Chiefs and the Eagles on Sunday.
Isn't that something?
That is massive.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is. So you guys, that's why you got to tune in on Sunday right here on KNSS and listen to Mitch call the game against the Giants on Sunday night.
That's right.
More football, the weekly edition of the K-State Chris Kleiman radio show with the head coach of the Wildcats. Been a rough go for K-State so far. 1-3 on the season, back-to-back losses. No game this weekend, an off week for K-State. You want to see what Coach Kleiman has to say? That's at 6 o'clock tonight. It's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Then after that, it's Thursday night football, expected to be a blowout as Miami visits Buffalo. The Bills are 2-0. The Dolphins are 0-2. Bills are an 11.5-point favorite. Going into this one at 7 o'clock tonight, listen to the Dolphins and the Bills on KFH. All right, let's go to Major League Baseball last night. The Kansas City Royals in Kauffman Stadium, 19,000 fans there. The Royals are hosting the first place red-hot Seattle Mariners, a team on a 10-game winning streak. And the Royals trailed going into the bottom of the eighth inning. How do the Royals ignite a rally in the bottom of the eighth? Well, of course, play-by-play voice of the Royals, Denny Matthews, says, you know what it is.
What is it, I ask you, what is it? Baseball's most intriguing question. What is it about the leadoff walk? And it ignited another big rally. Royals get four in the eighth. Kind of an unlikely rally, but boy, I tell you what, that leadoff walk, late innings, close game, can be deadly.
It is a recipe of disaster for the pitcher, and for the Royals, it was a recipe for success.
Yeah, a leadoff walk to Michael Massey, a 221 hitter. And all of a sudden, the Royals get a four-run inning, and they come back and beat Seattle 7-5, stopping Seattle's 10-game winning streak and knocking the Mariners out of first place. Quick turnaround today. They'll play an afternoon game up at Kansas City. Royals and the Mariners at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Listen to the game on KFH. The Royals are all even up again, 76-76 on the season, 10 games to go. Let's go to JUCO volleyball last night. Two of the top five teams in the nation, number one ranked Cowley, visiting number five ranked Johnson County. Cowley wins it in a sweep, 3-0. The Cowley volleyball team, back-to-back undefeated national champions, and they're off to a 9-0 start this season. 90 straight wins for Cowley volleyball.
Wow.
The number one ranked team in the nation. And they just swept the number five ranked team in the nation on the road. Wow. Cowley volleyball rolls right along. Major League Baseball, the Miami Marlins won on the road in Colorado and Denver, beat the Rockies 8-4 yesterday, coming out of the bullpen for the Marlins. Calvin Foucher, former Wichita Wind Surge pitcher, throwing a scoreless eighth inning. He only needed eight pitches to do that. The Marlins have won six of their last seven. Former Wind Surge pitcher Calvin Foucher helping the Marlins to another win. Happy birthday today to college basketball coach Rick Pitino, 73 today. Of course, he was the coach at Louisville that knocked the Shockers out of the Final Four 12 years ago. Rick Pitino is now the coach at St. John's. It's his birthday. He's 73 today. And a happy birthday to a great Wichita athlete, Andy Chapman, Wichita Wings soccer superstar during the 1980s. Native of London, England. Happy birthday to Andy Chapman, the former Wings star. He is 66 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, celebrating National Pepperoni Pizza Day this Saturday, September 20th, 9:20. With $9.20 pepperoni pizza, pepperoni pizza, or WBC's famous pepperoni rolls. Enjoy National Pepperoni Pizza Day at WBC on 9:20 with $9.20 specials. That's on Saturday. Wichita Brewing Company, pepperoni pizzas and beer made here.
8:21 now, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says his faith has sustained him. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 8:30 on this Thursday morning, 65 degrees. Fire destroyed a building in downtown Dodge City early Wednesday at the Birds of a Feather quilt shop between Vine and Gunsmoke. Public Information Officer Colin Clark says firefighters from Dodge City and Ford County have been monitoring the aftermath.
They're just kind of finishing up getting those hot spots cleared up. Right now, the plan is to take up that ladder truck here shortly and start really just soaking the top of the building more so just so that we can get some more of those hot spots out.
No injuries reported. The state fire marshal is assisting with the investigation. A former Wichita State University director accused of installing a hidden camera in a bedroom in his apartment and secretly recording an underage girl was found not guilty on all charges in Sedgwick County District Court. Christopher Garnier was acquitted, that is, on 6 counts of installing a concealed camcorder without consent. Charges filed against him in 2024 included sexual exploitation of a child. Those changes were dropped. Mourners continue to remember the late conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has the story.
Prayers and peaceful expressions of love for Charlie Kirk pouring in on social media and around the country. That includes a steady stream of mourners at the headquarters of Turning Point USA in Phoenix, where a makeshift memorial continues to grow. Those who knew Charlie Kirk best say he would have loved to see how he is being remembered. Requests for new chapters of Turning Point USA have skyrocketed from the 2,100 current chapters to more than 54,000 from students around the country, not to mention thousands of requests to volunteer with things like voter registration. Both President Trump and J.D. Vance are set to deliver remarks, as well as Charlie's widow, Erica Kirk, at Kirk's memorial service this Sunday.
A former California judge has been sentenced to spend decades behind bars for the murder of his wife.
Former Orange County Superior Court Judge Jeffrey Ferguson sentenced to 35 years in prison. The 74-year-old was found guilty of second-degree murder earlier this year for the fatal shooting of his 65-year-old wife, Cheryl, at their Anaheim Hills home in 2023. His first trial ending in a mistrial, with jurors unable to reach a unanimous verdict. Ferguson maintaining the shooting was an accident, that the gun discharged when he tried to place it on a coffee table. Prosecutors say it came after an argument when Ferguson was drinking. The couple's son, Philip, who was in the home at the time of the shooting, was a key witness in the trials. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The third week in September is known as National POW/MIA Recognition Week.
It's a time to honor service members who were prisoners of war and those who are still missing in action. McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita has been hosting a series of events, including a 24-hour memorial walk that began Tuesday morning. Teams worked in shifts, but one service member committed to walking the entire 24 hours while two flags continuously moved around a one-mile section of the base. Airman First Class Alexandra Prost says National POW/MIA Recognition Day was established in 1979 through a proclamation signed by President Jimmy Carter.
This observance exists because remembrance is a duty, not just a tradition. Over 80,000 Americans have been unaccounted for since World War II. And so it's about making sure that their stories aren't lost to time and standing in the gap for those who never made it home.
Other events at the base include a wreath-laying ceremony and a closing tribute. The Salute to Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage, knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, Stephen Mack here. Stephen Ted, 8:50 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Bicyclist run down and killed by hit-and-run driver in Midtown, Wichita.
Two.
President Trump spending a second day in the United Kingdom after a big state dinner.
One.
Three police officers and a shooter gunned down in Pennsylvania. Three big things, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
Right now in traffic, things are looking pretty good out there for the most part. And just as I say that, I'm seeing the new traffic accident pop up. So let me see if I can get more on this. This is eastbound on Kellogg. And yeah, it's right there in that road construction at the Central Business District. The report there of a traffic accident. Can't really see any of it on the traffic cameras just now. But yeah, just now starting to see reports about this, and it's slowing down traffic eastbound on Kellogg. Right there at the Central Business District. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
60% chance for rain today with a high of 76 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 59. And for Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 81. Now mostly cloudy, calm, 65 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stock market open and operating this morning. The Dow is up 28 points. The S&P also up 28. The NASDAQ trading up 168. The number of Americans filing new applications for unemployment benefits fell last week. The initial claims for state unemployment benefits decreased 33,000 to a seasonally adjusted 231,000 for the week ended September 13th. All right, Spirit AeroSystems will settle a lawsuit. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Spirit AeroSystems has agreed to settle a class action suit alleging the aerospace supplier misled investors about issues on the 737 MAX production line. Court records show the Wichita-based company that builds many parts of Boeing and Airbus commercial planes will pay $29.2 million to settle more than 2 years of litigation in a New York U.S. district court. The original suit alleged Spirit concealed persistent quality problems that caused Spirit stock prices to drop by more than 20% in 2023. The settlement is not meant to be interpreted as an admission of wrongdoing, but more to eliminate the burden and expense of continued litigation, court records showed. Investors who purchased stock in Spirit between April of 20 and September of 23 are eligible to collect compensation from the settlement. Spirit did not get back to the Business Journal with a comment. How much does the social media platform TikTok have to do with a recent uptick in Goddard's Tanganyika Wildlife Park customers? Apparently quite a bit. A viral video of Mars, the three-month-old pygmy hippo, has earned more than 53 million views. And Tanganyika's COO tells the Business Journal attendance is up by 25% in August over the previous month. You'll remember Tanganyika changed its pricing structure last year, increasing the cost of a one-day visit from about $40 to $150 in an attempt to go after tourist traffic. Ticket sales have dropped, as expected, but business has picked up with the birth of Mars, who has his own meet and greets. His online fan club already has 15,000 members, including my wife. And a former Dillon store in the city of Newton could turn into prime redevelopment. The Newton City Commission last week approved an agreement with Wichita's Donlinger Construction to demolish the shuttered store at 320 North Main Street. That's across the tracks from the Amtrak station. The city owns the building, and it'll cost about $160,000 to take it out next month. Newton had once talked about making the space into a police station, but that idea has been abandoned, and now the city will likely accept requests for proposals to turn it into commercial or mixed-use development space. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Now, Kirk, who doesn't like a baby hippo or a baby elephant, huh?
Exactly.
I tell you, and there's a baby chimp at the Central Valley Zoo as well. We're just a flush and baby.
Why do these places never want to get the word out when they have a baby rattlesnake or something like that? I don't know. All right. Have a good one. We'll talk with you again tomorrow morning. Coming up, the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. More on the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's death. And our news at the top of the hour, a bicyclist killed in a hit-and-run in Midtown overnight. If you missed any of today's show, just want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, news updates all day. Steve's Head in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.